You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Mr. Jan Bednar, the CEO at Shipmunk, that specializes in multi-channel e-commerce fulfillment services, which sounds like a mouthful, but basically means they store, pack, and ship orders for online sellers. From startups to subscription boxes, Shipmunk has the infrastructure and technology to handle e-commerce orders at scale. Mr. Bednar, a pleasure to have you with us today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you having me.
And you're most welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing all about Shipmunk and what is it that you do best. So for starters, tell us, you didn't start in the fulfillment industry, I understand. How did Shipmunk come about? Get into some of the details there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was still in college, actually, and, I started in the package forwarding business. So if you're not familiar with that, there's a lot of people that live internationally that don't have access to the same products that, we do have here in the States. So I came up with this business idea where, I'm going to help these people buy products here in the U.S. and then kind of consolidate them and ship them overseas. And I applied for, a couple business plan competitions at my local university. And I won, close to $50,000 in awards and prizes with this business plan. And I was accepted into an accelerator program. It was called Tech Runway with this particular business. And as we kind of, got through the program, we got a lot of media exposure. And companies, local companies here in Florida, started approaching us. And, they started asking, can you do shipping for us? We're, not happy with what we're doing or with the company we're working with. And it sounds like you're experts at shipping. Can you help us with shipping? And so, I kind of look at that business model and I was like, it's not necessarily what we do, but let us give it a shot. We're a startup. We're looking for revenues everywhere. And it just seemed like a really interesting proposition. And, after doing some more in-depth research for the industry, we kind of found out that there's, really not that many companies that do a good job when it gets to order fulfillment. They either are too big for, small to medium-sized businesses to give them the personal attention they need, or they, their technology is ancient, and they really can't serve kind of like a modern millennial Shopify startup. And so we saw that as an opportunity, started working on a platform, and we launched, the fulfillment services kind of while we were in that accelerator program, and got first customer in the beginning, and then we just kind of grew exponentially from that point up until where we are today.
I like it, and thanks for sharing that in full detail there. Appreciate it. Now, how did you benefit from going through an accelerator program like Tech Runway?
So that was, it's been a wonderful experience, especially for, somebody who's a young entrepreneur, kind of hungry for getting out there, starting a business. I didn't really know what I was doing right in the beginning. And going through something like Tech Runway just really kind of helped me point in the right direction. I was surrounded by experts in their fields, whether it was marketing, tech, operations, sales. I had people around me that were there to help me and guide me kind of along the way. I had my own team of mentors that we met with on a regular basis. It was pretty much a monthly-based meeting. And those guys are still with me, actually, on my advisory board today. And they really help you shape, not just who you are as a businessman, but also as a person. And so I think for a young entrepreneur, it's crucial to find not necessarily an accelerator program, but, a mentor who helps you in any kind of situation where, because you never really know what you're going to get into. And as a young entrepreneur, you might not have experience with it. So you surround yourself with people that have been there and done it, and they really help you, or they give you their opinions, and then you can end up doing whatever you like. But just to get that wide variety of opinions from people that have been in that business for a long time can really help you steer in the right direction. You know, and besides, you get some media exposure, people refer business your way. It's all the other benefits as well. But I would say the number one thing is the mentorship.
Shifting gears a little bit here now, what did you look for when building your team, looking at partnership or hiring, et cetera?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think at the core of any successful business is a successful and strong team. You know, when I was building the team, I really looked for passionate people who shared the vision with what we're doing, meaning, you know, making it easier for e-commerce companies to fulfill and ship products and make their customers happy and take away the stress that's associated with fulfillment and warehousing and shipping. And, you know, if when I'm interviewing people and I'm talking to 30 different people, you know, that are applying for the same position, I want to make sure that they did their research on the company and, you know, they know what they're getting into and they're coming to, you know, that's pretty much the job that they want. It's not like they're, you know, they're just like, yeah, I want a job, but this is the job I want and I'm going to do everything I can to get that job. And it's happened to me before where I interviewed 20 people and I, you know, I didn't find a single one that was like that. And so we, you know, we started the search again because I think at this point, every single one person on my team, on our management team is, you know, dedicated to what we do. They're personally invested in the success of the company. And we've all worked very hard to get where we are. And I think, you know, for the company to be successful, it's important to have people with that same vision. And, you know, they have to be on the same page to be able to get the company to where we're trying to go. And I was fortunate enough to have people, you know, find us and want to, you know, they wanted to work for us. They've heard what we're doing. They've heard kind of the exciting journey we're going through and they wanted to hop on board. And there was a cultural fit and, you know, they had the right skills. And so we just, you know, we hired them and, yeah, and we just, that's, you know, was always looking for great talent. And I think, again, that's one of the most important part of any successful business is to build a great team.
Certainly most helpful information there. Today we are joined by Mr. Jan Bednar, the CEO at Shipmunk that specializes in multi-channel e-commerce fulfillment services here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, Mr. Bednar, there are many fulfillment companies out there in the market. How was Shipmunk able to differentiate itself, and how have you been able to grow so fast with such fierce competition?
Thanks for that question, Eric. I think there's three main differentiators that really sets us apart from any other company in this market. And I'll kind of talk to them in the way they are most important to me personally. So number one is technology. We are mainly a technology company with a logistics service. Now what that means is that we approach everything from a tech perspective. We try to look at everything on, you know, if we're working with people from all around the world, they decided that they want to outsource their fulfillment. You know, we want to give them the ability to feel like they have their own warehouse. And we're trying to do that through technology. So, you know, we integrate with over 70 different shopping carts and marketplaces. We integrate with all the shipping carriers. We have algorithms that run in the background to always choose the best shipping carrier for the best rate. You know, we have a smart inventory system. So it predicts when the customer is going to run out of stock, when, you know, when they should reorder inventory. Our platform is a lot more than a fulfillment center platform where, you know, we have a complete order management system and an inventory management system that kind of collects data from all these different channels where customers are selling at. And that's kind of the name of the game, you know, in the last couple of years in e-commerce is, you know, you want to be multi-channel. You want to be selling on different marketplaces, your website, and drop shipping for different retailers. And, you know, you need to have a platform that supports all these different channels without having somebody export and import, you know, CSV files from and in different kind of softwares. And so we, you know, we have all of that in the one platform. And we give customers the feeling that they literally are, you know, in the warehouse. They can put orders on hold, they can edit items, they can change shipping methods, they can see pictures of every item that comes in and every order that goes out. You know, we take a picture of it and the customer can take a look at it and see, you know, how it went out, what packaging it went out. We also work with custom packaging. So if, you know, people have, they want to kind of put their brand out there and they have their own logos on their boxes, we can work with that as well. So I would say that's kind of number one thing is the technology. Number two thing is automation. So we're investing a lot of money into automation. You know, we're putting kind of like robots in our warehouse to help us increase efficiency, which at the same time means that we can offer better prices than our competition because, you know, the same job that one robot can do in a day, you would need six people to do. Plus there is, you know, no errors and a lot more efficiency. And so I think that's number two thing. And number three is the personal attention that we give to every single client. So we pride ourselves on having a dedicated happiness engineers that are communicating, you know, with every single client. If there's any kind of issues or any kind of concern, you know, the happiness engineer is there for the customer to answer any questions. They, you know, if there's errands that need to be done in the warehouse quickly, they can call their happiness engineer and they'll be happy to run to the warehouse and get it done for them. You know, and it's been an interesting challenge for us to commit to that promise because as we grew as a company, the more happiness engineers we got, the more customers we got, and the harder it became to cater to each customer's individual needs. But I think we've been still able to, you know, maintain that promise that we gave to the customers right from the beginning. So, you know, they do feel like they have a single person on our team that's dedicated to make sure that they're a happy customer.
Lastly, any advice that you could give young entrepreneurs looking to start a business, whether if it's even in your industry or another?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually did a TED Talk on this about a year ago. If you, you know, if you want to learn more, you can check out my YouTube video on TEDx just by searching my name. What I talked about is really why college entrepreneurs should or young entrepreneurs should start a business. And what are the kind of the three things that I think every entrepreneur needs? You know, number one thing is kind of the basis of every business, which means, you know, make sure you're solving a problem and make sure it is a real problem. So, you know, go talk to your potential customer, ask them if this is the product or service you would actually need and really find out if you have the audience. You know, a lot of people kind of go about it the other way. They come up with a great product and then they're trying to look for a market. So I say, you know, come up with a problem or find a problem first and then ask people if they would buy that product, how much they would pay for it. And that's kind of the foundation for your business. Number two thing is find a mentor, you know, somebody who has been there, done it, who has experience, who can give you advice. Because as a young entrepreneur, you might not have as much experience and you can benefit from having somebody out there to help you and guide you. Surprisingly, there's a lot of people who have been successful at business and they want to give back to the community and to young entrepreneurs. So, you know, ask around your local university or entrepreneurship chapter, and I'm sure you'll be able to find a qualified mentor who can, you know, help you push to the next level. And I think number three is, you know, probably pretty much one of the most important parts is just, you know, don't wait for the perfect moment. Just go ahead and do it. You know, a lot of people just keep waiting for that perfect moment or for that perfect website or for that perfect product. But unless you get started and, you know, you get feedback from your customers and from the market, you're not really going to be able to ever move forward. And so I think, you know, it's just the most important thing is just not being afraid and getting it done, you know, getting started. And if it doesn't work out, there's always the next thing, right? But if you don't start it, you'll never know if it might have worked out. So. That's probably the most important part of starting a business is actually going ahead and starting it.
And per that advice, I would say you're right on the money and really not only appreciate all the information shared here today, but for introducing us to Shipmunk. You've certainly done a fantastic job building your business and certainly wish you nothing but the best. Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Shipmunk?
So, the best way is definitely to go to our website, www.shipmunk.com, S-H-I-P-M-O-N-K.com. And there's all the information is out there. We've got live chat. There's a phone number, or you can shoot us an email. Everything, you know, we have about our services on the website, we are very transparent. The pricing is there. So, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email, call us, or, you know, chat with us on the website, and we would be happy to hear you out and see if we would be the right fit.
Well, once again, Mr. Bednar, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Again, continued success to you and the company, and we really appreciate your time here spent with us on E-Commerce Radio. Have a great day.
I appreciate that, Eric. Thank you so much.
And thank you. We have been speaking with Mr. Jan Bednar, the CEO at Shipmunk, that specializes in multi-channel e-commerce fulfillment services, which includes storing, packing, and shipping orders for online sellers. From startups to subscription boxes, Shipmunk has the infrastructure and technology to handle e-commerce orders at scale. And for all the details, visit shipmunk.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.